Ksubis, Perkei Mishne Dalet. Hamagdish Maisi Yedei Ishtoi. Husband is Magdish, the Maisi Yedaim of his wife. We know, we've learned, that the same way husband's Mukhiv Mizoinis to his wife, the Zekeneged says that his wife's Maisi Yedaim go to the husband. Harezu Oisevoi Cheles. She does, she eats. It's the Mishnah's way of saying that the Neder is not Chal. Now, the reason why the Neder is not Chal is because it's her Maisi Yedaim. How could he be Magdish? Ain't no them Oyser or Magdish or Bimakne, something that belongs to somebody else. And the reason why that's not so Poshut is because Haloi her Maisi Yedaim do belong to him. So here we have to add what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings a member of Rafun Amar Rav. We paskin that way, even though the Gemara brings a Dei Chelekes. But the Gemara paskins that a woman can say Eini Nizoinis Ve'eini Oyser. The takona of mizoinos is really the siba for the Maisi Yedaim. That means really Chazal understand, it's either Derais or Derabonon, that there's a chiv for him to support her. Tmuras, that he's supporting her anyways and he's fully meeting her needs, the halacha is she hands over her Maisi Yedaim. Therefore, really the ball's in her court. She's the driver. And Mamel, if she wants out and she wants to say, Eini Nizoinis Ve'eini Oisa, she has a right to. Aye, she's taking away his chus. That din is really only secondary to her din. So it's really her shot to call. And the Gemara says, whenever there's a takona midrabbonon litoivas a party, that party who the takona is for can say any F should be takonas chacham. So she wants out. The shaila is, could she go back? That's the shaila already when she says, Eini Zernis Ve'eini Oisa, could she go back? Pashtus is that she said, Eini Zernis Ve'eini Oisa, because now she has a good job. And what happens if in 2 years she doesn't have a good job? Savad, then he's mechuyev. She'll go back. She'll go back to being supported by him. It's not a permanent state. But for right now, she could hold on to her mezoinis. Therefore, he's answering hers. Now the Mishnah adds, Hamoisa. Let's say he was magdish, not her Maisi Yedaim. The way the Gemara explains this Mishnah, there's a discussion in the Gemara, but the way the Gemara comes out is, the way the Rab brings it, is that he was magdish, that will be that which will be left over from her Maisi Yedaim, more than what's necessary for her mizoinois, and he's magdishit la'acha moiso. That means he's magdish, whatever will be left over after she dies. So it's not mishubin anymore to her, it's not tachas yodo. Remember, she's the bailam on her maisi adayim, and she has a right to pull out. So really in the sefer, what he's doing is he's being magdish, what the Gemara calls a dovish le'baloilo. It's a schus of money that's not here now. He's being magdish now, that which is not here now. No, Remeyo ima hegdish. All over Shas, the Gemara says, Remeyo is the mandam who holds other magdish dovish le'baloilom. Person can be magdish. Remeyo holds that even if it's a dovish le'baloilom, he does the ma'aseh kinyan now. And Enoch and Amir will be chal when the zach is baloilom. So it can be chal now on that schus for la'acha moisa. So the truth of the matter is that the same point could have been made on the Maisi Yedaim. The Gemara says the reason why the Mishnah is Madgish, the Moiser, is because Maisi Yedaim is something that's standard. It's usual that a woman has Maisi Yedaim. So he can be Magdish, that which will be from her Maisi Yedaim, La'acha Moiser, which he's going to get. But the extra Chiddush over here is that even the Moiser, which is a Milsa D'loy Shchicha, that she should have extra money beyond her Mezoinis, that also... Other Magdish, if you hold other Magdish Dovish Le'Baloil. That's the Chiddush over here. Because the Gemara Hare has a discussion that maybe even Remeya that holds other Magdish Dovish Le'Baloil doesn't hold of it by Milsa Le'Osi, by something that's not standard. So here, Dosh state that, yeah, he could be Magdish that. Rabbi Yochanan Asand Loi Mechulin, Pashas, what Rabbi Yochanan Asand was saying, is that he holds another Magdish Dovish Le'Baloil. Now again, like we said, the main machlekes over here is whether other magdish dovish le'baloilo. And there's really no difference between the ikka maisi yedaim and the moiser. The stomiest of the way we learned is that the same way she's saying ein nizonis ve'ni oiser, the oiser ve'chelos over here means that she has a right to her maisi yedaim because that's what he said. He's taka not supporting her. She said ein nizonis ve'ni oiser, or he's not actually giving her Mizoinis, so she's eating the product of her, she's eating her Maisi Yedaim. She could eat that. She could also say Nizoinis Ve'eini Oisa on the Moiser. Moiser really has a separate din. We're going to see later on, there's a din, the same way a husband's mechuyev to support his wife, and Tmura Zeh, he gets her Maisi Adayim. There's also a halacha that whatever is the moiser of what she earns, that means she earns extra money beyond what she needs for mezainis. She has a good job. She has moiser. That halacha is that a husband gets that also. That can't be tmuras mezainis because it's beyond the cost of mezainis. So there the Gemara says, tmurazeh, a husband's mechuyav to give his wife what's called makesef, which means a certain amount of spending money. A wife doesn't have to be mitzumtzum, that she never has a penny for something extra. It's spending money. Besides for her needs met, she has money, she has cash on hand. So keneged that, also she could say, ein nizonis v'niyosa. This takon is there for her. That point, l'mais is machlek sushen. Could be that she can only say it on the ikka takonah, but the moiser, maybe there we say, no. The moiser is something that's, it's the ikka takonah is, she doesn't need it for herself. The ikka takonah is over there, taka, that he should have her maiser daim, that part that's not necessary for her mezonos. And the mo kesef is only faket, that's the nigram, not the cause. So Mel over there, since the ikka takonah is for him, she can't say that I'll waive my schus to a more kesef, I'd rather take the moiser. Maybe that shows I'm right to the Tosafot brings that over here. Rabbi Yehuda with Iran, Shittim Gubetz, they argue about that. But the pshat over here in the Mishnah is the moiser of la'achar misa. That's the way the Gemara makes the Ukimta. And for that, Avadah would work. The problem is only because the Dov Shalei Baloyim on that, you have to say that the machlokes over here is whether or the Magdish Dov Shalei Baloyim. Mishnah, hey. Elu malacha she'isha isha le'baylo. These are the malachas, we keep on talking about malachas, that a woman is mechuyev. There's seven malachas over here that a woman is mechuyev. Techenes, she grinds. The Rav brings down from the Gemara, she has to do grinding by hand. If we're talking about the big kamus, where it has to be ground by machine, she doesn't have the machine. So she prepares it, and then she takes it to the miller, and the miller does it. Va'oifa, she bakes in the house, and mechabeses, she does laundry. By the way, in the times of the Rishonim, it wasn't so nog. Women, the hard labor would be given to cleaning help. Cleaning help then were a few peasants from the village was cheap, and that was understood that a Yiddish woman who's having children gives the wash out to take down to the river to a goita. So male women are not mechuyev. So Pesach can say bisman azeh that we have washing machines for shtetzach. That's one of the things that's part of standard household duties. Mivasheles. She cooks. Minika is beno. She's mechuyev to feed, to nurse her child. The Gemara gives a shiat chov dalid chodesh. That's the standard length of nursing. Matzas loy hamito. She makes for him a bed. Remember, the times of Chazal, they didn't have standard beds. We're not talking over here about making the beds, the house should look neat. We're talking over here about actually setting up the bed, which was straw with cotton, whatever was there, to make the bed. So the bed was rolled up. It has to be made. The pashtus is that it means the bed of the husband. Yeshayim, some Rishayim, that means making the beds in the house. Va'oisa batzemer, this already has to do with Maisi Yadayim, but it's one of the malachs, is that basic handiworks that a woman could do at home while she's doing the household duties is also bechlal to bring a little bit of income to the house. It's also bechlal the malachas of that Isha does. Now, there's a very important machlokes over here. Like, I mean, these seven malachas, had a look at it. We just had in the last Mishnah a general concept called Maisi Yadayim. And by Maisi Yadayim, we said that Be'etzim, she's the boss, the takon of Maisi Yadayim is Tmuras, his chiv to support her. If she wants to say any zaynis v'any yaseh, she could say. Over here, it's not so pashut. Let's say she says, I'm fully self-supporting, but I don't do anything in the house. You hire household help, I'm on my own. Can she say that? Well, that's only Maisi Yadayim means she has a job, she teaches, she has an investment company, she's a computer programmer. That she could say any zaynis v'any yaseh, but on melechas habayis, that's the house, that's running the house, that's not subject to her being mevatelet. As I state in Ran, Tosfos and the Rosh Lamaisa argue, both shittas are brought down in the Ramo, Lahalocha. Tosfos and the Rosh hold no. That if it says that she has a schus, and the schusim that she has to him are connected to Mezoine, so then that goes even on the Malach Zabayis. Similar concept you would have is that a husband also has chiyuvim that you would define as financial chiyuvim. Sheksus, and Memelo when he's Mekadisher, Al Menas Shein Lecho Olai, a Taina, Tvias Mezoinois, so the marriage is Chal, it's Nitin Lemechilo, and Bedovish Abimomen Tanoi Kayim. But Oino, Rashi says in Daf Nun Vav, that he certainly can't make that into a Gedushin, it's not Nitin Lemechilo, it's not financial. So the Mishnah says over here, that these are the seven malachas. He has three, it's brought down the Svarim, the seven and three. It's Alpi Kabbalah also, seven and three are numbers that have to do with the Bechinas Zochar and Bechinas Nekeva. He has three Chiyuvim to her, she has seven Chiyuvim. The Mishnah then says another halacha, Echnisa le'shivcha achas, if she brings into the marriage with her one shivcha, that means she has help, and that help l'chor should be able to obviate the need for work in the house. So then the halacha is lo techenes v'lo oifa v'lo mechabeses. One shivcha is enough to cover these areas: tchino, afio, and kibbutz. Shtayim, she already has a cook. Enim v'asheles, also enim nikas b'no. The Gemara adds an interesting knage. Be'etzem, I'll pee the math. One shivcha should be enough to take care of her. One shivcha should be enough to take care of him. The Gemara says, but when there's more shivchas, there's more people coming and going in the house, there's more orchim, memel, the work is more. So by definition, the two won't be enough to take care, and therefore there's still basic malachas that are still nishar oleo, and that's only by three, eina matzas hamito ve'eina oisit tzemer. She doesn't even have to do those, and she's potter from all seven. Arba, yosheves bekatadro. After three, there's still basic malachas, even though all seven are not negev, but there's still certain things that are basic shlichus and things for guests. Four, Yoshev's got that lush in the mission, she can sit in the easy chair, in an armchair. That's the halacha. The Gemara says that even by arba, there's still basic acts that show a relationship between a husband and wife. Mili dechiba, the Gemara calls it. Preparing him a kois, not something that's so negev by us. Pulling back the blankets on his bed, which is a ma'aseh chiba, hachotzas ponav v'raglav, again, it's not something that's nog in our society, but those are things that are neger al chiba. It has nothing to do with malachas, mela, nothing, no amount of shivchas can take that place. It's not even clear if these malachas are regular shibudim or the suggestions that are good for the marriage. So every society will have its mili d'chiba, which will be a suggestion slash shibud in the marriage. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilu hichnisa loymei shvachos, even if she brings in 100 shvachos, she to sit easy in one place is not good for, it's not good for anybody. Koyfa lasis b'tzemer will make her keep busy with basic avodas atzemer, basic handiworks. She's mamish sitting like a princess, but keep yourself busy. Shabbatola mevi l'dei zimo. Batola brings a person to a ruach shtus, brings a person to averis. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Loimer, af hamadu zishti melas melacha, the same point, is let's say a man asers his wife on doing anything in the house. He asers the whole house on any melacha to her. She has to sit there, literally not lift a finger. No avoidus semen, no cooking, no baking. What's she going to do? Sit in one place and go meshuga. Zok there, to do that to a wife is the same thing as taka locking her up in an insane asylum. Yoitzi v'yitin ksubasa, she doesn't have to live with him, and he has to give her a ksuba. Shabbatola mevil de shiamum, batola makes a person go meshuga. So memela, it's posha that he can't put her in that situation. Now this whole din of bringing a shivcha and that patas her off from lech sabayis is interesting aura that the Rishonim grapple with. Ma ha'ilu, this woman brings in a shivcha. All she's doing is she's upping the household expenses. So that's a toiva, that patas m'malocha, there's one more mouth to feed. So some Rishonim say provisions have to be made for her. Some Rishonim say that this halacha has nothing to do with dollars and cents. Avlum, Barichus, boys in the Rambam, other Rishonim, that this halacha, the shivcha, is a dollar and cents halacha. When there's a shivcha, it patas m'malocha, because that's her way of providing the work to be done. So then the shal is, there's another mouth to feed. Okay, so you have to make provisions. That obviously there's enough in the shivcha, or the value of the shivcha is enough that it covers also for her for eating. Other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, say a different pshat. And I mean, 1,000 cents maybe doesn't add up, but when a woman brings into to the marriage a shivcha, that means she's coming in, she's a besser man. She comes from a different class in society. In Cain, when she comes into the marriage, the fact that she's from a better strata means that you can't expect to do malacha. The same way, how much mizaynus do you owe a woman? Black bread and 2 cups of water a day? Maybe, if she's coming from the poorest family in town. But every single woman comes into the marriage, a husband's mechuyev her shekzus kifi, what she's used to, kifi her standard, kifi her standard, kifi his standard. So Memela, when she comes in with a shivka, her standard is to be potter from a certain amount of malacha, hagufa. It's not a halacha, it's a dollars and cents. It's a vice, it's a simon on her status, and therefore she's potter, even if food is not provided, and the household expenses taka go up.